committed to excellence in sports broadcasting. It's halftime.
It is halftime, and welcome back to Woolsey here. Woolsey Westington out in front of Esteline Hendricks by a score here at the break of 24-8. And as always, we start off our halftime show with our scoring summary. Adding them up from the game's opening kick here, well, not the opening kick, but the first play, a 52-yard touchdown pass, Caleb Richmond to Peyton Rainford. The two-point run for Moshe Richmond was good, and 12 seconds into this game, Woolsey Westington an 8-0 lead. They then got a safety with 11:04 to play in the second, right away in the second quarter, and they picked up their third touchdown shortly thereafter with 10:44 to play in the second. Caleb Richmond this time on a 42-yard run. The two-point pass, Caleb Richmond to Colin Hughes, was good, and it was 18-0. One more for Woolsey Westington before the Esteline Hendricks Redhawks would get one on the board. The third for Woolsey Westington, fourth score, third touchdown. A 47-yard pass, Caleb Richmond to Colin Hughes. The two-point run failed, and it was 24-0. Esteline Hendricks got three 15-yard penalties in that last drive before the break. They did cap it off with a touchdown, a 26-yard pass, Carson Wrights to Wyatt James, and the same connection for the two-point conversion. The two-point pass, Carson Wrights to Wyatt James, was good, and leaves us at our halftime score of Woolsey Westington 24, Esteline Hendricks 8. More halftime show coming up, including the stats from the first half of this one. We'll take a look at any scores we can get to pass along, and here at the break in Woolsey, Woolsey Westington leading 24-8 over Esteline Hendricks. Back in another three minutes on 1210 KOKK.
Playing the game means bumps, bruises, and breaks happen. Lean on Huron Regional Medical Center Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Orthopedic surgeons Dr. Kevin Over and Dr. Todd Anderson, along with the pro rehab physical therapy teams, are here to get you back in your game. Schedule an appointment at HuronRegional.org, because when it comes to your health, the right care is right here. Best of luck to our area athletes from Huron Medical Center.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years, or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home, probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Rath Electric of Woolsey is proud to offer residential and commercial work in Woolsey and the surrounding area. Call Jay at 605-353-5366 anytime, day or night, to get the lights back on in your home or business. Check out Graf's Electric at grafelectricsd.com. Graf Electric, the home of electrifying customer service. Call Jay at 353-53. Graf Electric is a proud sponsor of area sports.
Action news on the scene. Once again, a craft of some sort has crash landed. I can see more coming from the craft. Is it the sun? It is. It's confirmed and emerging now, exactly what we thought. It is the sun. Ty Clark has just emerged from the craft. Kent Clark, and yes, they're teaming up like Superman and Boy Wonder. Father and son finally together. Kent Clark Insurance, Wessington, equal opportunity provider, 458-2281, for your crop insurance needs.
It seems like nothing's built to last these days. Well, here's one that's built to last a long time. Portable creep feeders from Burns Manufacturing in Wessington. These creep feeders are built with convenience and durability in mind. Feed flow is easily adjustable with an agitation bar to prevent bridging and snug-fitting lids. Portable creep feeders from Burns Manufacturing are made locally in Wessington, South Dakota. Put a portable creep feeder from Burns Manufacturing of Wessington into your farming operation.
Onward Woolsey Business Association supports all activities of Woolsey Westington School. Onward Woolsey Business includes Santel, Egg Takra, Woolsey Westington School, the City of Woolsey, Cane Creek Outfitters, Buzz and Coffee, H&S Heating and Cooling, Dakota Environmental Engineering, Best of Luck Warbirds from the Onward Woolsey Business Association.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Welcome back to Woolsey here, taking a look at the first half numbers for the visiting Esteline Hendricks Redhawks. Carson Wrights, their quarterback, is 2 of 5 for 32 yards and a touchdown. Matt McEnich, a catch for 6. Wyatt Janes, a catch for 26 and a touchdown. Again, in the passing game, 2 of 5, 32 yards and a score for Redhawk QB Carson Wrights. On the ground, not a whole lot of success tonight. Regan Schwartz, 3 carries, 22 yards. Cooper Fenrick, 4 carries, 9 yards. Matt McEnich, 2 carries, 1 yard. Carson Wrights, 8 carries, 23 yards. They had 3 bad snaps out of the first 5 offensive plays of the football game. They lost 10, 5, and 17 and have not had that problem since. So that's one of the big things you got to do is adjust on the fly. And whatever was happening early with the snapping, and of course I'm not quick enough on it and keep track of every single player. I don't know if they switch centers or not, but or if they just kind of settled things down, because again, have not had that problem since that game's opening drive. 3 penalties, 25 yards against Esteline Hendricks in the first half of this one. For Woolsey Westington Warbirds, penalties, something I'm sure they're talking about. 8 penalties for 70 yards in the first half. They had 3 15-yard penalties, all on that scoring drive for the Redhawks. Caleb Richmond in the air today, 7 of 11, 143, and 2 scores. Peyton Rainford, a catch for 52 and a touchdown. Colin Hughes, 3 catches for 83 and a score. Moshe Richmond also 3 catches for 9 yards. Again, Caleb 7 of 11 for 143 and 2 touches. On the ground, Moshe 4 carries, 22 yards. Peyton 5 carries, 27 yards. Caleb 4 carries, 60 yards and a touchdown. Again, the big point for the Warbirds here through the first 24 minutes of football. Penalties, 8 penalties, 70 yards. They got called for a late hit, 2 pass interference and 5 motion penalties. And of course the 5 motion penalties, a lot of times they're going to forgive as this is the season opener, but the 15s they're going to have to shore up. Send it back to the studios for another 60 seconds. We'll come back and see if we can update any scoreboards from the area, and we'll be ready for a second half of football. Woolsey Westington 24, Esteline Hendricks 8. Redhawks will start off with the football when we come back in a minute. 60 seconds on KOKK. American, oh wait, there's another 3 minutes in there.
This is Crystal Volkwardson, agent at Volkwardson & Associates, Inc. As your American Family Insurance agent in Huron & Miller, I'm looking out for what matters to you, even when nothing's wrong. Call me today at 605-352-4943 and let's talk about your insurance needs today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operator. Bidding company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Stop into Shooter's Saloon in Woolsey today for some good food, good drinks, and great time. Shooter's has new hours. They're open Monday through Friday, 3 to close, and open 4 to 10. Shooter's is now open Saturdays, noon to close, with a lunch special and appetizers available noon to 4. Be sure to follow their Facebook page to find the weekly special and any drink specials they may be having. You can still get all their normal menu items, like their delicious ribeye dinner, and of course, Shooter's famous homemade pizzas, 4 to 10 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Make your next stop at Shooter's Saloon in Woolsey.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
And welcome back to Woolsey here as we await not only the countdown for the second half, and all, they got the lights back on. So we will be another 3 minutes here of warm-up time here in a few minutes. And it looks like we will get going, though, on time, as, again, they got the lights on the near side of the field to come back on here in Woolsey. Taking a look at your scoreboard. Scoreboard updates are brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care, downtown Huron. Location is 35 4th Street Southeast, downtown Huron. For an appointment at the Mirror, you can call Lori at 605-883-HAIR, or you can call or text Kylie at 605-553-1628. The Mirror does accept walk-ins. Lori and Kylie offering cuts, colors, waxes, perms, hair treatments, eyelash extensions, sugaring, shampoo sets. Stop in or give them a call at the Mirror Family Hair Care. Here in Woolsey, 24-8. Woolsey Westington leading Esteline Hendricks at the half. Arlington a winner today over Sunshine Bible Academy. A day game there as Sunshine apparently still maybe doesn't have lights there. They kicked off at 5, so Arlington 14, Sunshine Bible Academy nothing. It has been a spell since I've been to Sunshine Bible for a football game, so I couldn't tell you. What else do we got here? Iroquois Lake Preston is leading Wilmot at the half, 28-14. Corsica Stickney after three out in front of Hitchcock Tulare, 30-0. If we got any other area teams in action, Howard leading Alcester Hudson after three, 18-8. Warner in front of Castlewood, 18-0. Arkston now 42-14 with 10 minutes to play there against Freeman Marion Freeman Academy. Kimball White Lake is in front of DeSmet 20-0 with 4 minutes to play in that one. Woonsocket Wessington Springs, Sanborn Central back to within a point. Bridgewater Emery Ethan 13. Woonsocket Wessington Springs, Sanborn Central 12. About 3 minutes to play in the third quarter of that one. Clark Willow Lake is leading Aberdeen Roncalli by a safety, 2-0 up there after three quarters at Clark High School. And that's a full check of your scoreboard here is 11B, the only 11-man division to play here for our season opener. Well, they had a Bay of Lights go out here at one point, and now I think they got one of them back on, but they're still working on another, and as soon as those lights come back on, then they'll put up the 3 minutes to warm these teams back up, and we'll be underway with the second half. So it must have been both Bays of Lights on the near side of the field went down. They got one of them back up working on the other, and we'll have an extended halftime show. That is a full check of the scoreboard. Scoreboard updates brought to you by Lori and Kylie at the Mirror Family Hair Care, 35 4th Street Southeast, downtown Huron. Again, the thanks going out to our Woolsey Wessington sponsors backing us up for just Warbird broadcasts, our Onward Woolsey Business Association, American Family Insurance of Miller and Huron, and Shooters in Woolsey. Our area sports sponsors backing us up all season long through all our football and all our basketball broadcasts here of area sports. Kent Clark Insurance, Huron Regional Medical Center, Slumberland Furniture, Ferns Manufacturing in Wessington, Olympic Motors, Dairy Queen in Huron, Carr Chiropractic Clinic in Huron, Brian Davison State Farm Insurance, Dakota Land Feeds, Real Estate Connection, and Graf Electric. And again, thanks this year to the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection, as they bring us the reading of the officials, which we did in the pregame show. Tate Schoenfelder, Steve Schoenfelder, Ty Schoenfelder, Lane Kessler, and Jamie Hayek, your law on the field here for a season opener in Woolsey. And it looks like they got all the Bays back on here. They have started the 3 minute clock. We'll take 2 minutes of it. We'll be back with the second half in 2 minutes. Warbirds 24, Red Hawks 8. Esteline Hendricks will receive the kickoff when we come back in 2 minutes on KOKK.
Onward Woolsey Business Association supports all activities of Woolsey Wessington School. Onward Woolsey Business Association includes Santel, Egg-Tegra, Woolsey Wessington School, the City of Woolsey, Cane Creek Outfitters, Buzzin' Coffee, H&S Heating and Cooling, Dakota Environmental Engineering. Best of luck, Warbirds, from the Onward Woolsey Business Association.
American Family Insurance. This is Chris Volkwartzen, agent at Volkwartzen & Associates, Inc. As your American Family Insurance agent in Huron and Miller, I'm looking out for what matters to you, even when nothing's wrong. Call me today at 05-352-4943 and let's talk about your insurance needs today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Stop into Shooter's Saloon in Woolsey today for some good food, good drinks, and great time. Shooter's has new hours. They're open Monday through Friday, 3 to close, with the kitchen open 4 to 10. Shooter's is now open Saturdays, noon to close, with a lunch special and appetizers available noon to 4. Be sure to follow their Facebook page to find the weekly special and any drink specials they may be having. You can see all their normal menu items, like their delicious ribeye dinner, and of course, Shooter's famous homemade pizzas, 4 to 10 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Make your next stop at Shooter's Saloon in Woolsey.
Action News on the scene. Once again, craft of some sort has crash landed. I can see movement coming from the craft. Is it the sun? It is. It's confirmed and emerging now exactly what we thought. It is the sun. Clark has just emerged from the craft. He's the son of Kent Clark. And yes, they're teaming up like Superman and Boy Wonder. Father and son finally together. Kent Clark Insurance, Wessington. Equal opportunity provider. 458-2281 for your crop insurance needs.
Your headquarters for sports is Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Welcome back to Woolsey, and they delayed it ever so quickly here because the near side, the one bay wasn't back on, but now they do have all of them back on. They got about a minute 40 or so to run down in the warm-up time, and we'll be underway with the second half of football here. Woolsey Wessington, a 24-8 advantage here coming out of halftime, but Esteline Hendricks does have some things going their way. They got that score right before the break. They got that and the two-point conversion, and now we'll get the ball after halftime. So if you put up a score here and get another two, you're back to within a touchdown. On the road in the season opener where you were down 24-0 with a couple of minutes to play in the first half. So things, of course, could turn around quickly here for the Redhawks. For Woolsey Wessington, I got to believe one of the conversations at halftime definitely about that running penalty total. They had three 15-yard penalties in the first half of this game, and they had five motion penalties. And of course, you'll forgive a few of those here in the season opener, but eight in the first half is simply too much. Gave back 70 yards and gave the Redhawks three first downs on that drive that they ended up scoring on. But funny, the Redhawks got backed up on a couple of penalties of their own and had to kind of heave one down to the end zone, but Jane's there for the catch, and he also got the two-point conversion here. Esteline Hendricks going to receive the kick and go left to right to start this half. Woolsey Wessington about set to kick it away. The Warbirds do have that 24-8 lead. Woolsey Wessington, three touchdowns, two two-point conversions, and a safety through the first half of this one. So Woolsey Wessington out to kick as Rainford will set the ball sideways on the tee and will put a whole lot of squib on it. Fresh 12 is up. Warbirds on top 24-8. Rainford the run up and the kick. Short kick, bobbled around. Woolsey Wessington might be on top of this football. It was in the middle with a Red Hawk in the middle of the scrum, but there was four Warbirds around it. Well, it appears that Esteline Hendricks will have possession. They'll set up around the 43-yard line. Their own 43, just underway in the third quarter, is... We'll see if the Redhawks can get this to go their way. Again, got that big touchdown before the break and stopped Woolsey Wessington from scoring. Here's Wright's from the gun, one wide each side. Now a motion man left to right. Snap is at the feet. Wright's going to run it. Slip through the line and into the linebackers. Will pick up around 5 yards to start the second half for Esteline Hendricks. Well, Wright's the leading rusher in the first half. 8 carries, 23 yards. Reagan Schwartz, the sophomore, just 3 totes in the first half, but 22 yards for Esteline Hendricks, and we'll see if we don't see a little bit more of him, and it looks like he's going to come out of the backfield as Fenrick is on the sideline. Wright's from the gun, 2 receivers right this time. 2nd and 5 from their own 40. Or actually their own 43. Run right side, spun around, not much of a gain, maybe a yard, possibly two. Ryder Jensen, pickup is around a yard. Brings up a third and around four as the Redhawks now just a yard or so shy of midfield. Rights from the gun, two receivers left, another low snap. They do get the handoff away, and they will pick up the first down on the run by Fenrick.
Cooper Fenrick picks up the first down for the Redhawks. It's five.
Pickup is pretty close to 5 yards. Fenrick now five carries, 14 yards for Esteline Hendricks. Is Redhawks down a couple of scores. Second half just underway. 10:35 to play here in the third. Wolsey Westington dominating early. Esteline Hendricks picked up a score before the break and now looking to maybe cut it back to one score. Here's Wright from the gun. Two receivers right. Schwartz will get the carry. Off the guard. Bounces back in and here comes a penalty flag. Schwartz in for a gain of around a yard or two. He's down to the 45-yard line, so we'll see, though, what the penalty is. And it'll be a face mask against the Warbirds. So another 15. Or will that? I think it's an automatic 15. But...
5 yard.
So 9 penalties, 75 yards now against the Warbirds tonight. Set up a 2nd and 5. Down now to the Warbird 40. Wright's going to take it himself. Runs right end. Moshe with the tackle. Pickup is around 4. Going to make it 2nd down. And somewhere between a yard or two. Redhawks from the 37-yard line of Wolsey Westington. 9.5 left here in the third. Warbirds a 24-8 lead. Wright's again from the gun. Wide left. Double end set. Schwartz will get the run. Tries to bounce it right side. Will get the first down. Needed a yard. Got about 2. Caleb Richmond, Ashton Hill combined on the stop. And that will be enough again for a fresh set of downs for Esteline Hendricks. So the Redhawks now again trailed 24-0. Made it 24-8 before the break. Got the ball after the half and now marching. 1st and 10, Warbird 34. Wrights again from the gun. Fenrick back to block. Pass left side is incomplete. Looked like it was going to be complete for a second, but defensive backfield there for Wolsey Westington. Making a stop there. So that'll set up a 2nd and 10. Stops the clock at 8:50 to play here in the third quarter. Esteline Hendricks, 2nd and 10, Warbird 34. Wrights from the gun. Hand off Schwartz, left side. Leading off the guard, and it doesn't look like this will go for any game. Ashton Hill in to make the tackle, and the officials are going to take a timeout. So with 8:36 to play here in the third quarter, Wolsey Westington 24, Esteline Hendricks 8. And the officials, did they take a timeout for the injury, or are we taking a heat timeout here? I think we've got a Red Hawk down. Oh, we got a cramp. We got a cramp, people. We'll send it back to the studios for 30 seconds. Back in 30 seconds on KOKK.
It seems like nothing's built to last these days. Well, here's one that's built to last a long time. Portable creep feeders from Vern's Manufacturing in Westington. These creep feeders are built with convenience and durability in mind. Feed flow is easily adjustable with an vegetation bar to prevent bridging, and snug-fitting lids. Portable creep feeders from Vern's Manufacturing are made locally in Wessington, South Dakota. Put a portable creep feeder from Vern's Manufacturing of Wessington into your farming operation.
Dakota Sports.
Welcome back to Woolsey here, as again, one of the Esteline Hendricks players learning the ever so important hydration rule here, as it is a pretty warm one on the field in Woolsey. Of course, August 24th or 23rd game, you'll have that on the August 23rd games. Well, remember next week, a Thursday night matchup. Next week, we'll have Hitchcock Tulare at Iroquois Lake Preston. So the officials' timeout over. Esteline Hendricks on a 3rd and 11 from the Warbird 35-yard line. 8:20 to play third quarter. Warbirds lead 24-8. Redhawks lining up here. Two receivers to the left, Janes and Axtell. Fenrick in the backfield to block for the Wrights pass. Wrights pass left side is complete. Cutting it back inside. That'll be good for a first down. Who caught that one? Axtell. Down to the 21-yard line, so that'll go for about a dozen. And a first down here for Esteline Hendricks. So first and 10 at the Warbird 21. 7:40 left in the third. Wrights the snap, fakes the handoff, tries to get to the corner to the near side, slips one tackle, spins, and dives ahead for a gain of, I think, pretty close to 5. We'll wait and see where they mark him down. So the pickup around 4, 2nd and 6. 2nd and 5. Wrights from the gun, two receivers to the left-hand side. On a 2nd and 5 from the Warbird 17. And Fenrick. Fenrick bounces off the left end, dives ahead for another short gain. Looks like they'll mark him ahead here. Maybe about 0.5 yard. Not much there for Fenrick. So now a 3rd and about 6. Fenrick out of the backfield, two receivers left, and a wing right. 6:10 to play third quarter. Esteline Hendricks going to call a timeout and talk it over. 6:03 to play here in the third quarter. 24-8, Woolsey Wessington leads. Esteline Hendricks on a 3rd and 6 from the Warbird 18. When we come back in a minute, 60 seconds on 1210 KOKK. The Onward Woolsey Business Association supports all activities of the Woolsey Wessington School. The Onward Woolsey Business Association includes 281 Travel Center and Roland Wheel Restaurant, American Bank and Trust, Schumacher Repair, McGilvery Heating and Cooling LLC, Mid-Dakota, Pullman Well Drilling, First Stop Insurance, and Engerbretson's Just One More. Best of luck to the Warbirds from the Onward Woolsey Business Association.
American Family Insurance.
This is Crystal Volkwardson, agent at Volkwardson & Associates. American Family Insurance agent in Huron & Miller. I'm looking out for what matters to you, even when nothing's wrong. Call me today at 605-352-4943 and let's talk about your insurance needs today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Dakota Sports is committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
Well, kind of an important third quarter play here for both squads as Wolsey Westington scored the first 24 of this game unanswered. Esteline Hendricks put up 8 before the break and now marching down to try to get another, stalling out here now on a 3rd and 6 at the Warbird 18. Wrights from the gun, Fenrick with him in the backfield. They'll split one wide to each side on a 3rd and 6. Here's Axtell in motion right to left. They'll fake the handoff. Wrights is spun around. Oh, he got away from the sack. He's going to throw one to the end zone for a touchdown. All right, so Braxton jungling on the touchdown reception, and that'll make it 24-14. And Esteline Hendricks with a chance to tack on a few more. This one will come with 6 minutes to play in the third. And boy, it looked like they had Carson Wrights dead to rights on the sack, and he wiggled away from that, jumped ahead about 3 or 4 yards, and let fly to jungling in the end zone. They'll set up for 2, back to pass, quick flip, right side is tipped around and incomplete. 6 minutes to play, third quarter, Esteline Hendricks 10 unanswered. Warbirds 24, Red Hawks 14. Back with a Warbird possession when we come back in a minute. 60 seconds on 1210 KOKK. Stop into Shooter's Saloon in Wolsey today for some good food, good drinks, and great time. Shooter's has new hours. They're open Monday through Friday, 3 to close, with the kitchen open 4 to 10. It's noon to close with a lunch special and appetizers available noon to 4. Be sure to follow their Facebook page to find the weekly special and any drink specials they may be having. You can still get all their normal menu items like their delicious ribeye dinner and, of course, Shooter's famous homemade pizzas 4 to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Make your next stop at Shooter's Saloon in Wolsey.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Welcome back to Wolsey here. 6 minutes to play. 6 minutes to play here in the third as Wolsey Westington's lead is down to 10. Couple of unanswered scores here. Warbird scored 24 to open the game. Here's a little squib over the middle. Bounces off one Warbird, but picked up by another back around the 30. Short return for Moshe. Set him up around the... Looks like around the 36-7. We'll see where they mark it out here. So for Wolsey Westington, important to answer here is, again, they scored the first 24 points of the game. Now I've given up 14. Last score for Wolsey Westington, 4:54 to play in the second on that pass from Caleb to Colin Hughes. Wolsey Westington, 1st and 10. Go from their own 36, midway point of the third quarter, 5:53 to play here in the third. Richmond under center, Hughes in motion right to left. I formation, Moshe will get the pitch. Richmond right side, busts through the line, pickup of around 9. So a 2nd and short. Something neither team has seen a lot of tonight is 2nd and short. Warbirds will go 2nd and 1, their own 45. Maybe closer to 2. Richmond from the gun. one wide each side for Woolsey Wessington. Rainford to carry, near side, breaks through across the 50, 40, 30, 25, and chased down from behind by Schwartz. As Rainford, a big pickup there. They mark him at about the 20, so he'll pick up 35 on the run. Big run there by Rainford. Peyton now with six carries for 62 yards. And a big run for Woolsey Wessington. It's now a first and 10 at the Red Hawk 21-yard line. Caleb Richmond from the gun sets Moshe in motion right to left. Moshe will get the handoff. Follows the guard left side, cuts it back in. Pickup of around six or so. Things starting to click on the ground here for Woolsey Wessington. And it looks like that one's going to go for down to around the 16. So we'll call it a pickup of four. And now a second and six from the Red Hawk 16. Caleb from the gun. Right side, flips it out to Moshe. Caught at the 10. And spinning away from a tackle and still going is Moshe Richmond down inside the 5-yard line. They marked him at about the 4, so a gain of around a dozen on the catch and run by Moshe.
First and goal for the Warbirds.
The ball is from the 4 will look at a first and goal. Rainford popped right at the moment of handoff, and that one's going to go for a short loss. Set him back to around the 5 on a second and goal. So Woolsey Wessington, the first 24 points of this game, including one on the very first play from offense. Esseline Hendricks comes back with 14 unanswered. Warbirds a 10-point lead, but now a second and goal from the Red Hawk 5. Caleb, the hard count on the second and goal. Here's the snap. Hand off Rainford, right side. He's awful close, and he's in for six. So Rainford from 5 yards out for the score. His second touchdown of the night, first rushing. And this will come with 3:08 to play in the third. 5-yard Peyton Rainford run. Warbirds will look for two, extend their lead back to 16 at 30-14. And we'll try to tack on two more. Here's Caleb the snap. Lofts it up, right corner for Moshe. Cannot make the catch. 3:08 to play third quarter. Woolsey Wessington 30, Esteline Hendricks 14. We're back in a minute, 60 seconds on KOKK.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the mid for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
At Olympic Chevrolet in Huron, count on a knowledgeable staff. At Olympic Chevrolet, count on a helpful and friendly staff. So whether you're in the market for a brand new vehicle or a used, dependable vehicle, count on the staff at Olympic Chevrolet to help you get the vehicle that best fits your needs. Olympic Chevrolet, call them at 605-352-6411. See them at 504th Street Northeast Huron or go online at olympicgmc.com. Drive off the lot today with the vehicle that you've been dreaming about from Olympic Chevrolet.
Dakota Sports.
Matt Watson back in Woolsey. Season opener here, Warbirds 30, Esteline Hendricks, Red Hawks 14, 3:08 remaining here in the third as Woolsey Westington will get set to kick it away. It'll be Peyton Rainford on the kick. Rainford has just scored his second touchdown, first on the ground. For Rainford, I guess I should say. He also has a receiving touchdown. He was on the receiving end of that first play of the game. So now Rainford set to kick it away right to left. He'll lay the ball down on the tee, as has been the Woolsey way for a while. I'm not sure if that's Rainford connected, but the kick all the way back to about the 38, 39-yard line. Esteline Hendricks going to fall on that one. And with 3:06 to play in the third, they'll take over just shy of their own 40 on a first and 10. Well, the Redhawks in the second half, 2 out of 3 passing for 30 yards and a score. Haven't had a lot of success on the ground, but did keep things moving on that last drive. Capping it off with the touchdown. Redhawks down 16, 3 minutes left in the third. They take over first and 10, their own 39. Rights from the gun, 2 receivers right. 1 in the backfield on a 1st and 10, their own 39. They'll fake the handoff. Rights to pass, flushed out, coming to the near side of the field. Trying to direct some traffic, he's just going to have to run it, and does. Head down around the 50 and out of bounds right at midfield. The pickup will be 11 and a 1st down for Esteline Hendricks. Right on the 50 here. Redhawks will set up for a 1st and 10. Got bumped out of bounds, so clock stops inside of 3 minutes left here in the third. Well, the Redhawks have had some success here through the air, and they were heavily run first in the first half, 21 run plays to 5 pass plays, but both of their touchdowns are passing touchdowns. On 8 attempts, they have 2 touchdowns. Here's Wright, flushed out of the pocket, sacked. Colin Hughes on the sack there, as Wright's going to lose about 2 or maybe 3 yards. Lost closer to 3, maybe. Second long, back their own 47 now, with 2:20 left here in the third. Now that clock winding, Warbirds up 16. Here's Wrights from the gun. Receiver right to left is Axtell. They'll fake the handoff to him, give it to Fenrick. Fenrick busting through. Head down and a pickup of around 4 for the Redhawks. Moshe there to make the tackle as Fenrick came through with the pedal to the metal. Pretty violent hit there at midfield, pushes them ahead to a 3rd and 9 just inside of Warbird territory now. Wrights will go from the gun. They'll go a little bigger on the line. And 1 receiver to the right. Here's the handoff, Schwartz. Schwartz again, a nice run, but it's not going to be quite enough. Needed 9, and I think they got about 6 of them. Going to set up a 4th and around 4 or 5 for the Redhawks. 1:05 left in the third. Woolsey Westington, a 30-14 lead. Big 4th down here for Esteline Hendricks. Wrights from the gun. He'll have a receiver wide to each side. 1 in the backfield, I think, is Fenrick. Here's Wrights on the 4th and 4. The snap, handoff Fenrick. Fenrick right up the gut near the 1st down marker. He is awful close. Needed 4, and the far down marker, the far official, making it look short, but it could be just the way I'm viewing the field. Nope, they're not even going to measure it. They say it is, in fact, short. So So Fenrick got three of the four that they needed, but not enough. And a turnover on downs to the Woolsey-Wessington Warbirds with 35 seconds left here in the third. And a big opportunity for the Warbirds here to... I don't think you can say put this away by any stretch, but keep your foot on the gas. And I'm sure wouldn't mind seeing it be three scores again here with 35 seconds to play in the third. They take over first and 10 at their own 41. Caleb from the gun, two receivers left. Rainford back out of the backfield. Rainford flushes out of the backfield for a pass. Here is Caleb on the run, fakes the pass, and he'll take it himself. Heads for the sideline, ridden out of bounds somewhere around the 46, 7, 8, or 9. Well, so now they're walking him back to about the 45. I'm not real sure where they're going to mark this one. So they set it at the 45. That's a 4-yard gain on a second and 6. They're on their own 45, and they need just across midfield to about the 49 of the Redhawks. 26 seconds to play in the third. Clock did stop as Richmond got out of bounds. Hand off to Rainford. Rainford in for a first down. Needed five, got seven. First and 10, the 47 of Esteline Hendricks. And Rainford, boy, what a way to start off his senior campaign. Takes that first pass, 52 yards to pay dirt. Got himself a rushing touchdown. So had some nice runs tonight. A lot of seniors here for Woolsey-Wessington. Here's Rainford again to run towards the far sideline, and that will run out the third quarter. We'll see where they mark him down, but either way, that's it for three. After three in Woolsey, Warbirds 30, Redhawks 14. We're back in a minute. 60 seconds on 1210 KOKK.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ blizzards. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron, hot eats and cool treats.
This is Matt Sibley with Brian J. Davidson Insurance Agency in Huron. You changed thousands of diapers, cut off hundreds of crusts, played hours of peekaboo and duck duck goose, because you do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent Brian Davidson will make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family, no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Because like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Dakota Sports is committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
Corsica Stickney shuts out Hitchcock Tulare in the season opener, 36-0. Iroquois Lake Preston leading Wilmot 36-26. They got about 6 minutes remaining in that one. Woonsocket and Wesson and Spring Sanborn Central leading Bridgewater Emory Ethan 28-13 with about 3 minutes to play. Mount Vernon Plankton all over McCook Central Montrose 42-16. Got about 2 minutes left there. Scoreboard updates brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care, downtown Huron. We'll take a full check of the scoreboard here in the postgame show. But first, a fourth quarter between Woolsey-Wessington and Esteline Hendricks. The Warbirds a 30-14 lead. And now, I thought it was second and one. I guess he must have ran for a first down. Oh, a penalty to start the quarter? So Esteline Hendricks, a penalty, and Woolsey-Wessington is going to start this drive with a first down. And another penalty. Offsides now. That'll mark off five more. So the Redhawks not called for a penalty in that third quarter. They had 3 for 25 in the first half. And now back-to-back 5-yard penalties. So Wolsey Westington, a first and 15 at the Red Hawk 29. Caleb Richmond back to pass. Nice block, flushed out of the pocket, heads to the far side of the field. Dancing around, trying to avoid sacks and get something out of it. And he will pick up a few on the run, I think. We'll see where they mark him down. Caleb Richmond, a gain of around one, and will make it second and four at the around the Red Hawk 27, 28 yard line. Fourth quarter just underway here in Wolsey. Warbirds lead 30-14 on the march on a second and four from the Esteline Hendricks. I guess it's the 28. Hand off Rainford. Nope, Caleb kept it himself, and he is spun around and dropped. Braxton Jungling, and Jungling caught that touchdown pass in the third quarter. And now a big play here. So that will make it third and five. Richmond will go from the gun. One wide each side. Rainford out of the backfield. A wing left here with 10.5 to play. Warbirds a 16-point lead. And here's the hard count again from Caleb Richmond. On the third and five from the Red Hawk 29. Hand off is Rainford. Right side follows his block. First down and then some. Looks like the pickup might be closer to seven. Well, maybe not. I got my angles a little bit off here. Oh, they're a little bit short.
First down.
No, that's a first down. They'll move the chains. Ball to the 14-yard line on a first and 10. Wolsey Westington again trying to put a little space between them and the Red Hawks. Wolsey Westington scored the first 24 points. Here's Rainford again, bouncing it to the outside. Inside the 10. And down to around nine. We'll see where they mark him out. Down to the 9-yard line. So a first and goal for Wolsey Westington just inside the 10. Motion left to right is Hughes, and now motion again as the handoff goes nowhere. Gang tackle there on the Warbirds. Will lose them about two. So second and goal now from back around the 12-yard line. 9:04 to play, 30-14 Warbirds. Caleb Richmond from the gun on a second and goal from the 12. Richmond flushed out near side. Flag on the play. Richmond whips it over the middle. And it's incomplete. And that flag is going to bring it, would have brought it back anyway. It'll be a hold against the Warbirds. So for Wolsey Westington, second half, two penalties, 15 yards in the game, 10 penalties for 85. And this will make it a second and goal, I think, back around the 22.
Second and goal.
So second and goal from the 22-yard line for the Wolsey Westington Warbirds. Caleb under center, I formation now. Moshe will get the pitch to the near side. Got a block. And pick up here. I got some of it back. It's like the pickup's around 6 or 7. So now a third and goal from around the 16. 8:20 and counting remaining in this one. Wolsey-Wysington leads by a couple of scores. Hornberg's trying to put a little more distance between them and the visiting Redhawks. They'll stay with the eye. Hughes in motion left to right. Caleb under center. They fake the pitch. Caleb will keep it himself. He's got some room. Oh, he's going to throw it. Pass to the end zone is in for 6. And Peyton Rainford has hauled in his second touchdown catch, third overall on the night. It'll come with 7:51 to play. ...16-yard pass, Richmond to Rainford. They'll line up for 2.
Warburg, line up for 2.
Hand off right side and easily in for 2. Are the Warbirds, Colin Hughes. 7:51 to play. Warbirds extend their lead to 38-14. We're back in a minute, 60 seconds on 1210 KOKK.
Do you know what your cattle are eating? Are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help. See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today. Playing the game means bumps, bruises, and breaks happen. Lean on Huron Regional Medical Center Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Orthopedic surgeons Dr. Kevin Over and Dr. Todd Anderson, along with the pro rehab physical therapy teams, are here to get you back in your game. Schedule an appointment at HuronRegional.org, because when it comes to your health, the right care is right here. Best of luck to our area athletes from Huron Regional Medical Center.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Welcome back to Wolsey, where the Wolsey-Wysington Warbirds have put a little more breathing room here between them and Esteline Hendricks. They lead now 38-14 with 7:51 to play on Peyton Rainford's third touchdown of the night. He caught a 52-yard pass for the opening play. He ran one in from 5 yards out, and now another catching receiving touchdown, this from 16 out. Looks like the officials elected to take their heat timeout as well. We'll hold on to it here with Esteline Hendricks ready to get back on the offensive side, but now the Cards kind of stacked against them, down 24 with 7:51 to play. So 24, not only the 3 touchdowns, but the 3 two-point conversions. And you'll have to shut Wolsey-Wysington down, and that's to tie. So Esteline Hendricks here. Set to return a kick as Rainford and the Wolsey-Wysington Warbirds back out. Actually, it looks like Moshe might kick now. And he will. So Moshe Richmond now to kick it away for Wolsey-Wysington. So Moshe will kick it left to right. Again, his team back up by 3 full touchdowns, 3 touchdowns, 3 two-point conversions. Now, kick it towards the sideline, received inside the 30 by Esteline Hendricks, back across the 35. And not much more there. We'll see where they end up marking him down with 7:43 left in this one. Esteline Hendricks will take over at their own 38 or so. Remember Gary Zellotto-Glass post-game report. Get you a post-game after the program here. So the Red Hawks first and 10, their own 38. A pass over the middle is caught by Wyatt James down at the 30-yard line. So this stands. That'll be a 32-yard gain. There was a flag back at the original line of scrimmage, and the official is leaving it there, which isn't a great sign for the Red Hawks, but nope, now they're going to run pick it up, and I think that'll go against the Warbirds. Defensive penalty enforced after the 32-yard catch and run here by Wyatt James, who has quietly had a very nice game. James, 2 receiving touchdowns. Both of the Esteline Hendricks scores, so that'll get them all the way down to the Warbird 30. They'll go first and 10. And, of course, we'll mark Wolsey Wessington down for another penalty, their 11th. Oh, all the way down to the 20-yard line. So we're going to put 10 more yards on the catch and run here. Right's the run and not much of a gain there. Well, I guess he did end up getting about 5. 15-yard line, second down, 5. Make it 2nd and 5 with 7 minutes remaining. Warbirds up here 38-14. Red Hawks not going away. Here's Wrights from the gun, 2 receivers left. Fenrick in the backfield, and Fenrick will get the carry. Dives ahead, gain of 3 or so. There, the gain is about 3. Make it 3rd and 2.
3rd down and 2.
Nearing the midway point here of the 4th quarter, 6:15 and counting. Remaining here in Wolsey as Wrights will go from the gun. Couple of receivers left. And Fenrick again, lone man in the backfield. Again, it's a Fenrick handoff. He breaks the first tackle and the second tackle. He'll get the 2 they needed and then some. He's down inside the 5. We'll call that a pickup of 8. And here's a flag on the ensuing play. And that will be motion against Esteline Hendricks, I do believe. Red Hawks' 3rd penalty of the second half, 3 for 15, 6 for 40 in the game. And this will back them up to the 9-yard line and set them up on a 1st and goal.
The 4-yard
Wrights again from the gun on a 1st and goal from the 9. They'll hand it off to Schwartz coming across. He got a block, but the second wave will take him out after a short gain. actually mark it down. Looks like the gain is about a yard.
Gain of a yard.
So the pickup around one. Second goal from around the 8-yard line. Wrights and Fenwick out of the backfield. Couple of receivers left and a wing left. Wrights awaits the snap on a second goal from the 9, and he is brought immediately down. O'Shea all the way around from the safety spot on the blitz, coming all the way around from the end to make the stop on Wrights. And looks like we'll get a timeout by Woolsey Wessington with 4:20 to play. 38-14, the Warbirds lead. Esteline Hendricks threatening. Third and goal, from the Warbird 9 when we come back in 30 seconds. A 30-second timeout, 30 seconds on KOKK.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All that add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years, or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home, probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home. Give us a call, 332-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Dakota Sports is committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
Welcome back to Woolsey. Esteline Hendricks here, threatening on what is now a third and goal from the 9.
On the 9-yard line, Red Hawks ball, third and goal.
So the Red Hawks with 4:20 to play, down 3 scores, trying to get one of them back. Third and goal from the Warbird 9, Wrights from the gun. A little delay, he'll take it himself. Gain of a yard, maybe 2.
Fourth and goal.
So now fourth and goal.
The 8-yard line.
Pickup was about a yard, so fourth and goal from the 8. And we'll see what the Red Hawks have in the playbook here. Make or break for sure here for Esteline Hendricks. Fourth and goal from the Warbird 8. Wrights from the gun, couple of receivers near side.
Fourth down.
Fenwick in the backfield with Wrights. A little motion right to left. Wrights will wheel out, looking for a pass. Cuts it back, and he's got a lane to the end zone. He'll run it in. There was a flag on the play. That flag came out kind of a weird time. It really could go against either team. I think it's going to go against Esteline Hendricks, but... We'll wait and see what the officials say. Well, maybe not. It looks like they're setting up for a 2-point conversion, so they're going to count the touchdown, so it must be a penalty against Woolsey Wessington, and then, of course, I don't know if that'll affect the 2-point try, if you get any distance or not. Now they're going to go talk to Hayden Hooks. we'll see what they elect to do here with 3 minutes and 20 seconds remaining in what has been a long season opener here, 9:45. And we still got 3:20 to play. The officials now going to come over and talk to Tim Cass, as both coaches will get the rundown before the announcement's made to us and the crowd. So it'll be a personal foul, a face mask against Wolsey Westington. It'll be declined on the touchdown. And then an unsportsmanlike against Esteline Hendricks. So they'll have to enforce that on the kickoff then. So the touchdown does count. 8 yard run by Wright, and now they'll look for two, and then the Warbirds are going to get some more yards as the Redhawks on the unsportsmanlike will be enforced on the kick. So the Redhawks will get their opportunity at a two-point conversion, 38-20, Warbirds by 18, 3:20 to play. Esteline Hendricks looking for two more. Snap. Back to passes, right, looking over the middle, now flushed out of the pocket. Got to make a decision. He'll dump it off right at the goal line. And the two is good. 3:20 to play. 38-22 Warbirds lead down to 16. Wolsey Westington will have it when we come back in a minute. 60 seconds on KOKK.
Graph Electric of Wolsey is proud to offer residential and commercial work. Surrounding area. Call Jay at 605-353-5366 anytime, day or night, to get the lights back on in your home or business. Check out GraphsElectricSD.com. Graph Electric, the home of electrifying customer service. Call Jay at 353-5366. Graph Electric is a proud sponsor of area sports.
Action news on the scene. Once again, a craft of some sort has crash landed. I can see movement coming from the craft.
Is it the sun?
It is. It's confirmed and emerging now exactly what we thought. It is the sun. Ty Clark has just emerged from the craft. He's the son of Kent Clark. And yes, they're teaming up like Superman and Boy Wonder. Father and son finally together. Kent Clark Insurance, Wessington. Equal opportunity provider. 458-2281 for your crop insurance needs.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports.
Welcome back to Wolsey. 3 minutes, 20 seconds remaining here in this season opener. 38-22, Wolsey Westington in the lead. 3 minutes and 20 seconds remaining as Esteline Hendricks will kick it right to left. And we'll get this thing back underway. Warbirds, two-score leads, clock at 3:20 now. So remember, they had to assess that penalty as well. So they will kick off from the 25. So Mackinich will again be backed way up, kicking from his own 25. The Warbird return men can come up to about the 40. And Esteline Hendricks tries the onside kick, but it rolls way too far. Back to Moshe at the 45. He'll take it back across midfield to around the 47. So for Wolsey Westington, the mission here, run that clock out. They lead 38-22 with 3:14 to play. They'll go first and 10 from the Redhawk 46-yard line. Redhawks had a tough time with timeouts in the first half. They were out of timeouts by about the five-minute mark to play in the second. And now they have managed them a little better here in the second half, each team with two. We'll see if they would elect to use them here should they slow down this Warbird offense. Caleb will go from the gun. Rainford to his left, two receivers to the left and a wing left. On a first and 10 from the Red Hawk 46. Here's Moshe in motion left to right. Fake the handoff. Caleb will keep it himself. Up the middle, dances through the first wave inside the 40. And down to around the 35-yard line. He'll pick up first down for Wolsey Wessington. The gain for Caleb Richmond. So that, importantly for Wolsey Wessington, will get that clock a-moving. 2:45 and counting. Warbirds up 38-22. Post-game show coming your way. That post-game show will get you the numbers from this one. We'll get you any scores that we can find to pass along. Richmond under center will flip to Moshe. Moshe left side inside the 25 and will stay in bounds and fall down at around the 20-yard line. Had every angle, of course, to get out of bounds, but did not want to, as you got to keep that clock moving. You got to go down, you got to go down. Down to around the 18. First and 10, Wolsey Wessington. 2-minute mark, Warbirds a 2-touchdown lead. Reminder, looking to pick up a win here at home in the season opener. Caleb from the gun. Richmond on a first and 10. Hand off Rainford. Off the right guard. Following him in. Nice run there from the 18 to, I think it's inside the 5.
Inside the 10, first and goal.
We got him down to the 8, so a 10-yard gain for Rainford and another and goal for these Wolsey Wessington Warbirds. And looks like Wolsey Wessington's going to pick up a win here to open the 2024 campaign. Now a 1:05 to play. Warbirds up a couple of touchdowns, and they'll go on a first and goal from the Red Hawk 8.
First and goal.
High formation is Rainford in front of Moshe. Moshe will take the pitch, right side, head down, and gain him a couple. Pickup is 3. And with 30 seconds to play here, I don't think they have to run another play.
Second goal.
Well, maybe they do. Look for that back judge to start counting. Yep, I guess they do. There's the count. So Richmond with 5 seconds to play will take a knee, and the Wolsey Wessington Warbirds will pick up a win in the season opener. The final score here tonight, Wolsey Wessington 38, Esteline Hendricks 22. We're back in 3 minutes with a postgame show. 3 minutes on 1210 KOKK.
It seems like nothing's built to last these days. Well, here's one that's built to last a long time. Portable creep feeders from Burns Manufacturing in Wessington. These creep feeders are built with convenience and durability in mind. Feed flow is easily adjustable with an agitation bar to prevent bridging and fitting lids. Portable creep feeders from Burns Manufacturing are made locally in Wessington, South Dakota. Put a portable creep feeder from Burns Manufacturing of Wessington into your farming operation.
Onward Wolsey Business Association supports all activities of Wolsey Wessington School. Onward Wolsey Business Association includes Santel, Egg Takra, Wolsey Wessington School, the City of Wolsey, Cane Creek Outfitters, Buzzin' Coffee, H&S Heating and Cooling, Dakota Environmental Engineering, Best of Luck Warbirds from the Onward Woolsey Business Association.
American Family Insurance. This is Crystal Volkwartzen, agent at Volkwartzen & Associates, Inc. As your American Family Insurance agent in Huron & Miller, I'm looking out for what matters to you, even when nothing's wrong. Call me today at 605-352-4943, and let's talk about your insurance needs today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Stop into Shooter's Saloon in Woolsey today for some good food, good drinks, and great time. Shooter's has new hours. They're open Monday through Friday, 3 to close, with the kitchen open 4 to 10. Shooter's is now open Saturdays, noon to close, with a lunch special and appetizers available noon to 4. Be sure to follow their Facebook to find the weekly special and any drink specials they may be having. You can still get all their normal menu items like their delicious ribeye dinner and, of course, Shooter's famous homemade pizzas 4 to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Make your next stop at Shooter's Saloon in Woolsey.
Action news on the scene. Once again, a craft of some sort has crash landed. I can see movement coming from the craft.
Is it the sun?
It is. It's confirmed and emerging now exactly what we thought. It is the sun. Ty Clark has just emerged from the craft. He's the son of Kent Clark. And yes, they're teaming up like Superboy Wonder. Father and son finally together. Kent Clark Insurance, Wessington. Equal opportunity provider. 458-2281. For your crop insurance needs.
Gary Zell Auto Glass is a proud supporter of area high school sports and sponsor of the post game. Gary and Michael Zell offer mobile glass replacement of windshields, door glass, cars and trucks, even tractor cabs on site. Gary Zell Auto Glass does chip repairs and they process all insurance paperwork. Call 352-0836 or toll free 1-888-852-0355. Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron. It's time for the post-game report on 1210 KOKK. Brought to you by Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron. Once again, here's Matt Watson.
Well, thank you, sir, and welcome back to Woolsey. Woolsey Wessington Warbirds going to start off the season with a victory. They take it by the final of 38-22 over the Redhawks of Esteline Hendricks. Start off, of course, at Gary Zell Auto Glass post-game report with a scoring summary. It started real early. First play of the game, in fact. First play from scrimmage. 52-yard pass, Caleb Richmond to Peyton Rainford. The two-point run by Moshe Richmond was good. And 12 seconds into this game, it was 8-0 Warbirds. That's how it would stay for the remainder of the first quarter. Early in the second, the Warbird defense would get a safety to make it 10-0. And about 40 seconds later, they would get a 42-yard run from Caleb Richmond for a touchdown. And then a two-point pass, Caleb Richmond to Colin Hughes was good. And it was 18-0. The Warbirds would score one more time before the Redhawks would get one on the board with 4:54 to play in the first half. It was a 47-yard pass, Caleb Richmond to Colin Hughes. The two-point run failed, and at that point it was 24-0. But then it was the Redhawks' turn. Right before the break, with 13 seconds to play in the half, a 26-yard pass, Carson Wrights to Wyatt James. Wrights would also connect with James for the two-point conversion, and that would leave us at our halftime score of Woolsey Wessington 24, Esteline Hendricks 8. Teams would trade scores in the second half to get us to our 38-22 final. 6 minutes to play in the third, an 18-yard pass, Carson Wrights to Braxton Jongling. The two-point pass failed. It was 24-14, Woolsey Wessington. Warbirds answered with 3:08 to play in the third. A 5-yard Peyton Rainford run, his third of the night. Two-point pass failed. It was 30-14. Actually, that was his second. He would, however, get his third a little later as the Redhawks would score again with 3:20 to play. An 8-yard Carson Wrights run. The two-point pass Wrights to Wyatt James was good. It was 38-22 at that point. And with, of course, oh, I mentioned 7:51 to play in the fourth. A 16-yard pass Richmond to Rainford. That's his third of the night. The two-point run by Colin Hughes was good. It was 38-14. And then, like I mentioned, Wrights did get one back to make it 38-22. The Warbirds had marched all the way down to an end goal situation there inside the 10, but elected to just take a knee and close this one out by the final of Woolsey Wessington 38, Esteline Hendricks, 22. So the Redhawks will start the 2024 campaign 0-1. Warbirds will take the home victory to start off the season 1-0. More Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame report coming up after a two-minute timeout. We'll break down the numbers from this ball game here. Warbirds win by the final of 38-22. More Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame show in 2 minutes. 2 minutes on 1210 KOKK.
It seems like nothing's built to last these days. Well, here's one that's built to last a long time. Portable creep feeders from Burns Manufacturing in Wessington. These creep feeders are built with convenience and durability in mind. Feed flow is easily adjustable with an agitation bar to prevent bridging and snug-fitting lids. Portable creep feeders from Burns Manufacturing are made locally in Wessington, South Dakota. Put a portable creep feeder from Burns Manufacturing of Wessington into your farming operation.
The Onward Woolsey Business Association supports all activities of the Woolsey-Wessington School. The Onward Woolsey Business Association includes 281 Travel Center at Roll and Wheel Restaurant, American Bank and Trust, Schumacher Repair, McGilvery Heating and Cooling LLC, Mid-Dakota, Pullman Well Drilling, First Stop Insurance, and Engelbretson's Just One More. Best of luck to the Warbirds from the Onward Woolsey Business Association.
American Family Insurance. This is Krista Volkwardson, agent at Volkwardson & Associates, Inc. As your American Family Insurance agent in Huron & Miller, I'm looking out for what matters to you, even when nothing's wrong. Call me today at 605-352-4943, and let's talk about your insurance needs today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Stop into Shooter's Saloon in Woolsey today for some good food, good drinks, and great time. Shooter's has new hours. They're open Monday through Friday, 3 to close, with the kitchen open 4 to 10. Shooter's is now open Saturdays, noon to close, with a lunch special and appetizers available noon to 4. Be sure to follow their Facebook page to find weekly special and any drink specials they may be having. You can still get all their normal menu items, like their delicious ribeye dinner, and of course, Shooter's famous homemade pizzas, 4 to 10 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Make your next stop at Shooter's Saloon in Woolsey.
Your headquarters for sports is Dakota Sports on KOKK.
And welcome back. Gary Zell Auto Glass post-game report. Matt Watson live here as the Woolsey-Wessington Warbirds pick up a win in the season opener. They welcome in Esteline Hendricks tonight in the final here. Woolsey-Wessington 38, Esteline Hendricks 22. And we'll try to, of course, we'll definitely get you a scoreboard here in the post-game report. Scoreboard updates, of course, are brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care. We'll get you that final update here momentarily. First, let's take a look at these numbers. We'll start for Esteline Hendricks. The Redhawks 0-1 after the game here tonight. Carson Wright's their quarterback, ends up 5-of-9 for 104 yards and 2 touchdowns. Matt Makinich, a catch for 6. Wyatt James, a catch, 2 catches for 68 and a touchdown. Ethan Axtell, a catch for 12, and Braxton Jongling, a catch for 18 and another score. Again, Carson Wright's 5-of-9 for 104 yards and 2 touchdowns. On the ground tonight, Wright's had 16 carries for 59 yards. Matt Makinich, 2 carries for 1 yard. Cooper Fenrick, 10 carries for 32 yards. And Regan Shorts ends up 9 carries for 35 yards. So 50, 80, 110. Around 125 on the ground, another 104 through the air. You peel off 45 penalty yards, and Esteline Hendricks here comes up short by the final of 38-22. For the Woolsey-Wessington Warbirds, I got Caleb Richmond down 9 for 13 for 171 and 3 scores. Peyton Rainford, 2 catches for 72 and 2 touchdowns. Moshe Richmond, 4 catches for 21. Colin Hughes, 3 catches for 83, and he got a touchdown as well. So Caleb Richmond, 9 of 13 for 171 and 3 scores. On the ground, Moshe, 9 totes, 56 yards. Caleb Richmond, 8 carries, 78 yards and a touchdown. And Peyton Rainford, 14 carries, 104 yards and a touchdown. So Rainford combines for 3 scores on the evening, 176 yards. Plus, oh, by the way, he was the kicker for most of the game as well, as Woolsey-Wessington racking up about 180, about 230 on the ground, another 170 through the air. They were heavily penalized in this game. Woolsey-Wessington, 11 penalties for 95 yards. They were called for three 15-yard penalties, two pass interference, and a unsportsmanlike, a couple of 10 yards and a whole bunch of fives. That's something I'm sure they'll be talking about there for Woolsey Wessington. 11 penalties, 95 yards. But another thing they'll be talking about is a victory as they come away with the win 38-22. Send it back to the studios for a final one-minute timeout. We'll return with our scoreboard update. We'll be just about ready to wrap things up from Woolsey. Warbirds win by the final of 38-22. We're back in a minute with a final check of the scoreboard, 60 seconds. You're listening to the Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame report on 1210 KOKK.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely local. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
You're tuned to Sports on KOKK.
Scoreboard updates are brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care, 35 4th Street Southeast, downtown Huron, thanks to Lori and Kindly at the Mirror. They offer cuts, colors, waxes, perms, hair treatment, sugaring, eyelash extensions, and shampoo sets. Stop in or call for an appointment with Lori, 605-883-HAIR, or call or text for an appointment with Kylie, 605-553-1628. The Mirror does accept walk-ins, 35 4th Street Southeast, downtown Huron. The Mirror Family Hair Care. Final scores in high school football tonight. Arlington defeats Sunshine Bible Academy by the final of 14-0. Elsewhere, Iroquois Lake Preston a win in the season opener, 36-26. Iroquois Lake Preston a winner over Wilmot. Corsica Stickney blanks Hitchcock Tulare in the season opener. The final there, Corsica Stickney 36, Hitchcock Tulare nothing. As we, of course, reported live here to you, Woolsey Wessington defeats Esteline Hendricks by a final of 38-22. Let's see here. Any more area scores? Kimball White Lake defeats DeSmet by a final of 20-0. And let's see how Woonsocket and Wessington Springs Sanborn Central ends up. They defeat Bridgewater Emory Ethan tonight by the final of 28-13. Oh, and Clark Willow Lake. How about this? Clark Willow Lake beats Aberdeen Roncalli tonight on a safety. The final, Clark Willow Lake 2. Aberdeen Roncalli nothing. And that is a full check of your scoreboard. And of course, a big win here tonight for Woolsey Wessington, 38-22. We want to thank Nathaniel, our engineer, back at the studio. Great job tonight, bud. We want to thank Woolsey Wessington, of course, for setting us up with a spot to sit. We want to thank you, the listener, for tuning in for our ball game here tonight. And of course, we want to thank all our great sponsors. The Mirror Family Hair Care brings us our in-game scoreboard updates. Our post-game report is brought to you by Gary Zell Auto Glass. Thanks again to the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection. They bring us the reading of the officials. And thanks to all our great sponsors here who we will thank in our post-game scoreboard. Next week, we're on a Thursday. Hitchcock Tulare at Iroquois Lake Preston. Iroquois Lake Preston, of course, coming off that win tonight. Hitchcock Tulare coming off a home shutout. Next week we'll be in Iroquois on a Thursday night as we juggle the schedule a little bit. The South Dakota State Fair, again, a Thursday night affair next week, and we'll be talking about that, of course, next week on Dakota Sports. Final score here tonight, Woolsey Wessington wins the season opener by the final of 38-22 over Esteline Hendricks. This has been a presentation of Dakota Sports on 1210 KOKK. Committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
Thanks for listening to exciting high school sports. We are Dakota Sports on KOKK. Tonight's coverage has been brought to you by...
Area sports backers include Kent Clark Insurance, Huron Regional Medical Center, Slumberland Furniture, Burns Manufacturing in Westington, Olympic Motors, Dairy Queen in Huron, Carr Chiropractic Clinic in Huron, Brian Davidson State Farm Insurance, Dakota Land Feeds, Real Estate Connection, and Graf Electric. Backing up Woolsey Westington, the Onward Woolsey Business Association, American Family Insurance of Miller in Huron, and Shooters in Woolsey. Woolsey Westington, a 1-0 start to this young season as they defeat Esteline Hendricks tonight by the final of 38-22. Back at it next Thursday night for our Week 2 matchup. Of course, the Huron Tigers will kick off their season next week as well. We'll have some Tiger volleyball on the airwaves very soon. And I'll be back on 1210 AM KOKK, of course, on Monday from 1 to 4. Your final score here tonight, 38-22. Woolsey Westington, a winner over Esteline Hendricks. That'll do it for season opener number 20 for me here on Dakota Sports. For Nathaniel back at the studio, for our sports director, Jeff Duffy, and for everybody at Dakota Sports, this is Matt Watson saying good night, everybody.
For information station in news, weather, and sports, you can count on 1210 Dakota Country KOKK in here.